just a few moments' time, but we're heading back over to the Selbridge Leixlip Municipal District, where Social Democrats councillor Nuala Cleen joins me on the line now. Nuala, good morning. Thanks for holding the line there.
Good morning, Anna. Good morning to your listeners.
We are looking at your motions and questions raised at that latest MD meeting, Nuala. And your first one is in relation to the council writing to Transport for Ireland, seeking that they update information boards on Lewis stops to remove advertised bus route 66 and Westmoreland Street as the transfer point. What was the reason for bringing this up with the council and wanting them to get in touch with TFI?
Yes, I wanted to raise it centrally and I wanted to kind of make my colleagues on the council aware of it as well. I know it's not a function of the local authority, but the BusConnect C-spine was rolled out in Selbridge and Leixlip in 2021. And obviously that's like 5 years ago. And we would have had the 66 as a bus service removed and the 66A and the 66B replaced with different services. And so basically I was doing a tourism project. People were coming out to Leixlip to see various sites, and when they went to see what is the transfer point on the Lewis stops, it directs people to go and seek transfer out towards the Leixlip Selbridge direction via the 66 bus route, and that the transfer point is at Westmoreland Street in Dublin City Centre. Now, that's no longer true. The transfer point is down on the quays. So I was a bit annoyed about that because obviously we were very sore about losing our bus service, but also they've had 5 years to update the signage. You know, you'd anticipate these things take 6 months or a year. And then I kind of did a mystery shopper exercise myself where I hopped on and off the Lewis. And actually, it's all the Lewis sites that I travel to, you know, from Connolly down to Euston and everywhere in between, that still advertise that the 66 is the route to Leixlip. And I just think as a public information service, it was outrageous that 5 years later it hadn't been updated. So I did seek myself to contact TFI via their phone service, trying to let them know, saying, when will it be updated? And I hadn't really successfully gotten an update from them. So I said, right, I need to let the other councillors know, and then we can write to TFI together, because it's totally unacceptable that 5 years later they're misdirecting people out to our district. You know, like we want to benefit from tourism as well as do other satellite towns of the Dublin city centre, and obviously Leixlip would be a key site on the Arthur Guinness Trail. And do you know what I mean? We want to maximise our tourism opportunities in the district, and also just for people trying to get around. Do you know what I mean? So really, yeah, I just want them to update those signs. It's a sore point, you know, advertising a bus service they took off us that we sadly missed, but also just for public information, you know, for people who are coming to Leixlip from other parts of Dublin or other counties, and also for people that are visiting Dublin and want to visit Kildare as part of that. I thought it was crucial, and I was very annoyed about it as well. So,
and will the are the council getting in touch with TFI? Are they?
Oh yes, all of the councillors were supportive. We put it on the progress report. We have written to TFI, and I phoned them separately today looking for an update. There's not one available yet, but I will be coming back to it, because we can't leave it go, do you know? And if nobody noticed it, like, we were one of the first BusConnect routes to be rolled out. There have been several others that impact Lucan, Palmerstown, all the other districts in Dublin. So there's got to be, I didn't examine every route, obviously I didn't have the time, but there's got to be other information that's out of date for passengers and commuters and visitors. So it's, you know, if you're standing on O'Connell Street, you expect to give you the right information. You expect somebody to have checked in the last 5 years. You don't mind if, oh, it's taken them 3 months or whatever, things take a while. But when you're talking about 5 years ago, it's totally unacceptable and it needs to be updated.
All right. Your next motion, Nuala, is in relation to writing to the Road Safety Authority seeking an update on their proposed driving test centre locations in Leixlip. I suppose that ties into the fact that we only have one in the county, that's Naas, and they are starting to get a backlog again of the amount of people wanting to do driving tests. What was the response from the council, and was this something actually that other councillors were agreeing on?
Yes, I mean, they were very actively encouraged to contact the Road Safety Authority, because, like, we don't always just minimise it to Leixlip. You're thinking Selbridge and Maynooth, and there's a combined population of nearly 70,000 people there, and you're talking about an increase of 17,000 students, and it's crucial that a driving test centre is located close to where people live. So at the moment, people from Leixlip are kind of directed to Dublin. There's very long waiting lists, and Naas even has, like, I think 40 or 44 weeks week waiting list. And actually, we want road safety to be improved. We want people on the roads. We want people to, you know, get an opportunity to do their tests. And like an emerging district as big and as, you know, with as many families and as many new housing projects coming on stream as Maynooth, Selvedge and Leixlip, it's crucial. So there was a national meeting where it was mentioned that the RSA, the Road Safety Authority, were seeking to expand. And I just said, right, we need to suggest Leixlip, obviously, because I represent Leixlip, as a crucial site. And it was brought to my attention by two esteemed driving instructors in the area who are very interested in road safety issues and are very engaged in the community. And I think that there are plenty of sites in Leixlip that would be perfect. They just need a couple of rooms, maybe space for 15 cars to park, and then obviously access by road in for the students and participants. So I think it is something that Leixlip could facilitate within the council footprint. And if not, we need to be working with sites adjacent that could facilitate a footprint. You know, they just need an area and a space and some parking. And I just think that we need to be incredibly proactive about it. And obviously, I would be interested in the Road Safety Authority coming to Leixlip. But if it was Selvedge or Maynooth, it wouldn't be the end of the world. But I think for this side of North Kildare, it's really imperative that they put a site there. It's been long neglected and abandoned. You know, you're talking it would have needed a driving test centre 20 years ago, not just this year. Do you know what I mean? So if they're actively seeking to expand, we need to be incredibly proactive and make it as kind of seamless as possible for something to be put into place. And I think it's for the benefit of everybody, do you know what I mean, and road safety, as well as the learners not having to wait so long to sit their tests. Because, as you know, I don't know if you drive, but people have to do a training program prior to their test. So it's not that they're brand new on the road. They finished a period of training before they can sit their test. So I'm really hoping that we could bring a driving test centre to Leixlip or North Kildare as soon as possible.
All right. And Nuala, your full motion council that took place yesterday, you were highlighting the fact that summer presents, I suppose, opportunities for community events and local businesses to be supported and kind of communities really to get together. And this is something you put forward to that full motion council yesterday. I mean, what was the reason for this? Is there the hopes of maybe bringing in an implementation plan to get more community services, well-being events started in Leixlip?
I think, well, it's not just Leixlip. I think that there is an appetite for communities to come together and congregate. I think coming out of a post-COVID environment, it took a while for things to build up. And I now think people have an appetite for places to go with their family that are safe. Do you know what I mean? And there's a huge loneliness problem. There was a report came out last year, Ireland is one of the loneliest countries in Europe. And I also think that there is an initiative called Street Feast that's been going for about 12 or 14 years, and I think 13 local authorities support that. And I think that I came across it, I thought it was a fantastic idea. There was like an older person's afternoon tea event, there was like a family fun event. I think these are brilliant. The council does have involvement in setting up like a family play day. It's once a year, they put a lot of work into it. It's in Naas, but you know, if you've got toddlers, you're in Maynooth, you can't get there, it's complicated. So I thought a smaller, more localised street festival idea was a way to go. It's accessible for residents, associations, things like that. And it didn't go down well. They were very sensitive about it. They kind of give out to me for even bringing it up because it wouldn't be implementable for this year. But I do think it is something that as a local authority we could work towards for next year. Now, they were pretty sore about that, saying that the other local authorities that do have the resources are significantly better funded than Kildare, you know.
There's a question there of why isn't Kildare adequately funded given the size of it and the population.
That's a government decision. Like, we've brought that up in the last decade. Like, this is one of the first things I brought up when I was elected in 2019. We're like 30 out of 31 local. So say if you think of Kildare, Meath and Wicklow, we've grown the most, you know, as a commuter belt. The national planning was intended that Dublin would grow more. than our donut commuter belt, and the government have never appropriately funded Kildare County Council, and they've taken a lot of staffing and funding away. Like, the whole thing is a nightmare. So we try and do what we can with the little pots of money that we have and the few resources we have. And so I thought that this was a small, achievable project. But until the government get it together and fund Kildare appropriately, we're always going to be in ever-decreasing circles of putting up with, like, look, the beautiful houses in our area. Do you know what I mean? People move in, we welcome them. We want our communities to get to know their new neighbours and knit into the community, like, you know, like my parents did when they moved to Leixlip. But, you know, you need little community events to do that. Place is something to do, somewhere to go, meet your neighbours. But, like, the government are always, like, because I believe Leixlip and Kildare, they're a beautiful place, they look great, but, like, do you have adequate resources to give an additional litter bin? No. Do you know what I mean? Because they don't give us enough money. Can we build more roads? No. Until they deign to give us some money to do that. Can we have additional, like, community events? No, because we're struggling to meet the resources with what we have. So I still think it's worth pursuing. It might be that we'll have to pursue it in 2027 for that community building piece. There is an appetite out there for people to do things, but I think ultimately, until the government sit down and decide to fund our county appropriately, we're always going to be a beggar class with no resources, comparing ourselves to other counties that have nice things. And so what I always say, why can't we have nice things? I'm sure the council staff are sick of me saying this, but it's true. Do you know what I mean? We look at Wexford, they've got amazing initiatives, different counties, they have the resources to apply for funding. I think the staff do well with what they have. Do you know what I mean? It's like like a mother and a family. You stretch all your resources to cover as much as you can, but there comes a point where you run out of fabric. Do you know what I mean? So I think that's where Kildare is. And because it's a beautiful place and it looks beautiful, the government are like, she's a grand. You have a fabulous county. And we're like, yeah, we have a fabulous county. It's like we have a Ferrari outside, but there's no seats in it and there's no engine. Do you know what I mean? And people are doing what they can to push it up a hill. And anyway, I'm going to stop giving out to you. Sorry, you didn't really ask.
No, but it's fair points to be bringing up, and I think some listeners will also be sharing that sentiment of, you know, the county looks great, but there is so much more that can be done for it, especially when there's the conversation being had about what's available there for the community.
And people work hard, and they work hard to send their kids to school and college, and want them to do well and invest in their communities and volunteer, and they do their best and they participate, and it's just going to, you have to ask the question, it's not fair. Why is it not? And who decided that we were going to be treated like this and underfunded to this extent, when we look at some neighbouring counties and they have tons of resources, and even the staffing, say if you look at Mayo County Council, they have four times the staff than Kildare have. So they can do more with the people that they have, and we're just stuck. But anyway, I'm still going to be unapologetically ambitious for my district, so I'm sorry about that. I'm not blaming any individuals. I think it's a whole of government decision that has been made, and that's what the problem is. And I think all of the council executive are united in that. Do you know what I mean? That the government need to put their hand in their pocket and treat Kildare fairly, where they haven't been for at least a decade, if not two.
I think it's a topic for a bigger discussion, a topic that bigger discussion should be had. But Nuala, we are just a bit tight for time this morning. That is Social Democrats councillor on the Selbridge Leixlip Municipal District, Nuala Clean, on her motions and questions raised both at the Selbridge Leixlip Municipal District meeting and as well as that full council meeting that took place yesterday. Again, we'll catch up with some of the messages after the break.